Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and Interim Dean of the College of Business, Dr. Dale Funderburk.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Well, all eyes on the Fed, Federal Reserve right now, huh?
They're the big newsmaker coming up, I think.
Well, I was looking at the possible increase in interest rates.
Yes. The last couple of meetings, which were right before the presidential election, I don't think anybody was anticipating that the Fed would start raising rates then. But with the election behind us there, a December meeting coming up, mid-December there, the expectation is that, as they say, they will pull the trigger this time.
How long has it been since they have raised interest rates?
The last time, in fact, was in December a year ago, and at that time when they raised it, it was expected that that would be the first of quite a few. The few never materialized, so it's been a full year since we've, in fact, more than a year since we've had one now.
Really? I thought it had been longer than that. That had just escaped my memory, the one a year ago.
Well, that would have been easy to do because they had kept it actually on the floor of, they have a range of 0 to 0.25%, and they had kept it that way for 6 or 7 years. And then in December of 15, they raised it by 0.25%, but have kept it there ever since.
So prior to last December, the rates had been at this low level for how long?
About 7 years.
Wow.
It had stayed there for what seemed like an eternity.
Is there any precedent to this in history?
I don't remember a time, and I've kept up with the Fed for a long time. In fact, I'm sure it has not been that low since they have been targeting it.
And the rate that we're currently working with is what?
It's what's referred to as a federal funds rate, which is the overnight lending rate between banks. And the level of that now is the range is from 0.25% to 0.5%.
We're talking with Dale Funderburk, and Dale is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and Interim Dean of the College of Business. Now, people who are, and they're meeting, by the way, December 13th and 14th,
yes.
So that's just around the corner. People who hear all this talk about the will they or will they not raise the interest rate may very well just shrug this off and say, so what, and how does this affect me? But how would this affect average people? Of course, there's a ripple effect, but
yes, and it is not an immediate one. I hear the news sometime, and it sounds like they do that today, and tomorrow you'll be paying higher mortgage rates. It's not that quick, but it is a thing that when the Federal Reserve begins to raise that does indicate that they're tightening up on credit conditions. And as the Fed begins to tighten, then the markets do respond to that, especially if you get 3 or 4 of those rate increases coming up in the next year, as really is being expected. So a person will, I think, by this time next year, be noticing it in the home mortgage rates, the auto loan rates, credit conditions across the market, I think.
A lot of us, I think, we like the low interest rates for the very reason that you just said, because of low mortgage rates and so forth. When you go to make any kind of loan, the rate is low. But if you have any kind of investments, this is not good for you, right? If you have a CD in the bank or what have you, if anybody still does.
For many retirees, it's been a killer there that what you get on really safe investments, whether it's treasuries or, as you say, CDs, it's almost nothing.
What's been the reason for holding the interest rate so historically low for so long?
Well, really, since the 2007 to 2009 recession,
yeah,
inflation has stayed very, very low, and rising inflation is one thing that would have put pressure on the Fed to start raising it. But the other, the job market's not been strong. GDP growth has been anemic, really, over that full period of time. So the Fed did that to continue to, in their words, accommodate a fairly weak recovery.
Mm-hmm. Trying to encourage the economy to get rolling,
yes,
at a little bit more energetic pace. Well, if we do see a rate increase coming up in the middle of December, has the stock market already accounted for this? Are we likely to see any rash reactions to it?
I think that the market has picked up that signal. If you look at speeches made by Janet Yellen and other Federal Reserve officials, they've made that pretty clear that we're going to have a number of those. So I think that's already built in.
All right. Well, it's been, I tell you, it's been incredible the last few weeks, hasn't it?
It has.
It's been and surprising to me. Well, Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor and the Interim Dean at the College of Business. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.